Apex Central listeners, you can find us every Monday through Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it. Go drink it. Drink responsibly and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
All right, hello. It is Pick Central, Barstool's daily gambling and picks show. I am Brandon Walker. I am wearing my Tua Time shirt. Yes, he wasn't good. Yes, he's 1-0. We've got a full house, a full boat today. Starting to the right, we've got the returning Rico Bosco. Hello, sir.
Shout out all my Ruckus people.
Chopping wood.
So you're just taking Ruckus now?
When you get a win, you got to be happy. And there were very few this weekend.
To my immediate right is
Capriel, Jeremy Piacosta.
Very few from Rico Bosco.
Somebody who's very happy as well, Ben Mintz.
I am very happy. That was all-time Saints performance yesterday. Hammer Green Bay. Good spirits. Victory Monday.
That was an all-time Saints performance. 38-3. This has been a really good team.
Aaron Rodgers. That was the worst game in Aaron Rodgers' whole NFL career.
All right. To my left, which we got to talk about Aaron Rodgers. That's interesting. Big Ev, hello. Brandon. Not the best weekends for your teams.
No, certainly not.
Every team, actually.
Literally all of them.
Oh, I didn't even think of the
literally,
Giants, too. Yeah.
Well, the Knicks didn't lose this weekend.
That's
so
true.
They Goshen did, Pop Warner did, though.
They did kind of lose.
They kind of lose just by existing.
Trey Ohio
Young,
State,
Trey
Giants.
Young was.
Goshen Pop Warner.
Goshen High School.
Trey Young came out
got
SmackDown.
A big win over
you
Warwick.
You kind of lost the Knicks, too. Trey Young came out at SmackDown.
MSG.
It was awesome. Oh, wow. Did he really?
They were introducing somebody. I was like, who's he bringing out? And Trey Young just walks out. Just. It was fantastic.
That's amazing.
Marty Mush.
Yep, not good either, you know.
And the parlay prince himself, it is Smitty.
See, you say that. I don't even sit down, and it's a pure inquisition on Smitty.
It wasn't an inquisition.
It's an inquisitioning.
I think
by Marty Mush more than anybody.
You're being awful defensive. I don't think he was an inquisition. He was merely asking you a couple questions.
It was an inquisition.
No, I sat down this morning, point to them, and go, mockery.
Mockery.
Yeah, shame.
Yeah. You're making a mockery of the show.
I'm not making a mockery
of the
show.
Throwing parlays out every day.
First of all, I'm throwing parlays out every day. I only hit on one. Bryce Harper hit a home run and win. That's it.
I think I know what's going on because I don't see his picks every day because it's like obviously he's here two times a week or whatever.
He's
like,
on the Rico
plan. I don't see.
No. Whoa.
I'm not doing.
TJ, are they not tweeted
no,
out?
No, it is. You're right. I'm not. I think it's my fault where I don't see it because I don't look at everyone's picks.
Well, you
That's
should. Maybe
me.
Be up a couple units.
Shut the fuck up. I think I was going on your side for a second. I was about to go on your side, you scumbag.
I'm getting fucking killed.
Yeah, you mean nah, Rico?
You're
lost
worse
15,
than Megan.
You lost 15 units on Saturday.
What do you have anything to say toward the state of Minnesota?
Yeah, I fucking hate you. I hope BJ Fleck chokes on his tie. The fucking third quarter was unbelievable. I know you probably got lost. You guys were in transition, but just didn't do it. I still stand behind. They're 20 points better than Miami of Ohio.
You
and the Vikings go fuck themselves too.
Duped. You thought Ohio State was the national champion. You did, right?
I did.
And then you saw them play against Ohio State.
I also watched Miami of Ohio. Don't
I know,
say I'm just a one-way
I'm not
guy.
Saying you're but a one-way guy, but then you were like, all right, well, I think Minnesota is 20 points better. They stayed with the national champion, and then everything went to shit this week too.
And Minnesota's best player's leg exploded. That didn't bother you at all?
What did I say? If anyone's going to get the cliches, next man up, seize your opportunity, it's that tie-wearing cliche motherfucker, PJ Fleck. And for the first half, they did. They did anything they wanted. They just stopped throwing the ball.
All right. Y'all want to start with – let's start with NFL, then we'll get to college football because I know we have several things to talk about in college football.
There's really not much to talk about.
Themselves, though.
No, there's not. There's not. We'll have to fill. Yeah. Probably have to take some calls. I guess the NFL thing that stood out to me the most was, in fact, the Saints destroying the Packers because we talked to all offseason, or Ben Mintz did, saying, I think Jameis would be pretty good, but they don't have any receivers and stuff like that. Well, Jameis comes out and throws the weirdest stat line I've ever seen. Five touchdowns.
14 of 20 for 148 yards.
148 yards and five touchdowns. It's the lowest amount of yards for a five-touchdown thrower in NFL history. Like, I was following kind of on the periphery because I was in and out of naps. But I saw he had five touchdowns. I'm thinking, wow, Jameis had an incredible day. And he had 148 yards. But Aaron Rodgers had the worst day of his career, like you said.
Yeah, and the Saints ran the ball the first half at 24 carries, 140 yards, just dominated the time of possession, had the lead, bled the clock. So the game flow was more Jameis just kind of manage it. And just awesome effort, man. Just seeing, hadn't seen Aaron Rodgers 15 of 28 for like 130 yards. 3 points total, and the Saints, you know, coming off Hurricane Ida, you wouldn't have known the Saints were the homeless team of the two watching that game.
So Aaron Rodgers hates his coach and his organization.
You can tell that.
But he's kind of hated him for years and just playing out of spite. And by playing out of spite, he's been playing well and getting them victories.
But yesterday, the coach comes out in the press conference and says,
we got embarrassed.
We got embarrassed. And Aaron Rodgers, like, disagreed with that. And he said, you know, he can say whatever he wants, but it's just one game. Like, they're not on the same page at all. I feel like he shouldn't be that bad. I mean, even if they're mad at each other, he shouldn't be that bad. That was shockingly bad.
It was shockingly bad. The one thing I already said it like Malice asked me for like a take. I think there's going to be a gross overreaction to this game from the Packers.
There is.
Because remember, literally, this pretty much almost exactly what happened yesterday happened to them last year in Tampa early in the season.
But that was a little
like the same. But it was like the same circumstances, like the circumstances with the team and the front office and all that. It's really no different now than it was then. Like, there was already
what
crazy.
Game is that?
Like, it's public, more, but there was, the beef was there firmly already.
Yeah, but this is, like, it's coming off that entire offseason and then dropping that and then sitting in your chair like fucking Paul Crewe is not the best.
Trust me, the body language I didn't love, but also, but there's been plenty of times, like, I remember the famous, like, the relax. Like, I feel like this is another, like, people are just going nuts. Like, they looked awful. The offense looked awful. They couldn't do anything. The Saints defense looked great. I think they're going to be
I'm
just fine. I still think they win 11-12 games.
I'm hammering the Packers.
You looked at their schedule?
At home against Detroit Monday night.
Hammering them.
You looked at their schedule?
No.
Lions, at 49ers, Steelers, at Bengals, at Bears, Washington football team, at Cardinals, at Chiefs, Seahawks, Vikings, Rams. That ends out September and October, November.
That last five is murder.
Well, it's not the easiest.
Their division, I mean, it went 0-4
yesterday.
Yeah. Division stinks, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I still think the favorite in the division, I still think they win 11 games at least. I think they're going to be fine. I really do.
Yeah?
I do.
It's a tough
if I'm
schedule.
Wrong, I'm wrong.
It's
if
a tough
I'm,
schedule.
I really believe it's going to be a crazy overreaction.
I mean, he's done it forever. I don't like, I see your point. But
he has the history of playing bad in these early season games, the like good weather down south. He has a track record of it.
As long as everybody's healthy, as long as Davante Adams, as long as the running back Adams is healthy, I mean, they're going to be fine.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're not nearly as bad as they looked yesterday.
Question: every team in an NFL division, we've never had a year where every team in division makes the playoffs. Could that happen this year with the NFC West? The NFC West went 4-0 yesterday. Three of those on the road. None of them particularly close. The Seahawks look good against the Colts. By the way, the Niners not covering should be studied for years from now. That shouldn't count.
Yeah, that was crazy.
What's not being talked, Jared Goff, good for him.
Yeah, he played.
What he did yesterday, well. I don't give a shit. He's on the Lions, and he made that a game. Good for him.
Not good for him.
Everyone said so much shit about him.
You can't put a bet in the winning column and then look away and then it loses. It's just not fair.
Well, you're a chalk-eating weasel.
Am I a chalk-eating weasel?
Get some plus points.
I had some plus points.
Was dogs went 11-4 yesterday against the spread.
Well, you got to remember, Brandon kills dogs. Likes favorites.
It's a fair play. That was a clean shot.
Every once in a while, that's all you got to do, bud. Now we're done for the day.
Real
it's my
quick.
Quota. That's it.
It's a clean
just
shot.
Just real quick, tell everyone I said hello on Pick'em. Thanks for being my friend.
Who?
Jersey Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
This is
so
I love Jerry.
That call at Packers Steelers game, there's a chance Rodgers is playing for the Steelers. Just FYI, the way Jerry's talking.
Hey, the Steelers, though.
The defensive effort was
unbelievable. Crazy. Spectacular. Their offense is good enough to get them through.
I mean, that was kind of more embarrassing on the Bills.
Agree. That tells me more about the Bills than it does the Steelers. Like, the Bills come in with all this Super Bowl expectation. Mm-hmm. You're hosting Pittsburgh. You have to come out. And make a statement at least by winning the game. You can't lose to the Steelers to a 40-year-old quarterback right out of the gate when you've got a guy supposed to be entering the prime of his career and you can't move the football.
That after being up 10-0 at halftime.
Yeah, after handling them with relative ease early.
The Steelers really did nothing on offense.
They let the defense, the Bills, special teams won the Bills game. Let them just hang around too long.
Yeah. They definitely did.
Touchdown.
And they did a little bit on offense. They drove the ball when they needed to drive.
A few times. You know,
That's what I'm saying, though. I think their offense is serviceable enough that they can win a lot of games because of their defense.
Yeah.
And that's not like – I mean, Juju Smith is probably their third best receiver on that team.
That's another division that is up in the air to me because Cleveland – I mean, I know they lost, but Cleveland looked really good.
Mm-hmm. Cleveland's be fine.
They're fine. We'll see about Baltimore tonight. They got so many injuries, but if they did – they're still a pretty good team and a great franchise. And then the fucking Bengals, they beat the Vikings yesterday. So there's no more – I don't think there's any easy wins in that division anymore. There used to be a couple of easy wins every year for the Steelers. I don't know that if that exists anymore.
Now, Ja'Marr Chase looked like he could see the NFL football yesterday too. Yeah.
What a good job by him.
Joe
Saying
Mixon
he can't
too.
See it, and then all of a sudden he just took off. Yeah. This guy's great.
I think all those receivers, like Chase, Waddle, Smith, all caught touchdowns yesterday.
Yep. Waddle looked good.
Devontae Smith was plus 2,000.
Yeah, Rome gave that out. 2,000.
Oh, did you take that?
No, I should have.
I wish I did.
Oh, is that a parlay? Is that considered a parlay if I take that?
The Eagles, though, the Eagles 32-6.
Yeah, the Eagles played well. They exceeded all expectations. Jalen Hurts looked like a franchise quarterback.
Which is wild to me. I've been on record. I don't think he's a franchise quarterback. I think he's good.
I got destroyed by Eagles Twitter yesterday over it.
Nick Sirianni looked like a very competent head coach. They came out inspired. They came out well. But, I mean, the Falcons looked that bad. Arthur Smith should be ashamed of himself for being that sought after and then coming out like that. I mean, he wasn't even putting the offense in any sort of position to succeed. Kyle Pitts was nothing. And I'm not saying the Eagles' defense would play well. The Falcons had only one play in Eagles' territory in the second half. I mean, they got shut down. But give me something, Arthur Smith.
I might make a bet that the Falcons might not score a touchdown.
Also, I knew the Eagles were winning the second you took the Falcons minus three.
I thought it was such an easy bet. The Falcons literally were that day. I think Dave said it, like they're the best to get into the red zone at every drive, but they just cannot fucking get it.
Is Matt Ryan signed long term?
Yeah, he's got. They can't get out of his deal till after next year. Basically, so I mean, like the cap wise, they're stuck with them through 2022.
It's like the Drew Brees thing, where it's like you're gonna keep throwing him out there till he retires.
Well, I mean, flip side, is there anybody who would trade for him?
Not with that contract. Hell no.
Yeah,
but if whatever. I'm just saying, change the scenery. I don't think he's that great either.
I think so too.
Like in season. I'm saying,
especially with like Stafford going from Detroit to LA and looking like he's reborn out there and rejuvenated.
In season's tough, though. When's the last time that happened with a quarterback? I thought
the Niners might look at him to reunite him and Kyle Shanahan with how good they were and get rid of Garoppolo, but they didn't.
Well,
that was the spot that I was watching for.
Washington.
That's the one that sticks out to me. Yeah. With Fitzpatrick on. But you're right. Nobody makes in trades in season for whatever reason. It's kind of weird.
I mean, quarterback, it's tough.
It's tough.
It's a lot
new system.
Any chance Cam Newton and Ron Rivera reunite in Washington?
Yeah, it would take something like that, like where you're going to a system that you're like familiar with. That's the only way it could really happen. Or unless you're just like a freak athlete and come in as a quarterback and just can take over.
So the Rams look really good. The Bears like made that a game and we're hanging around. What? You didn't think the Rams?
The Rams, I think the Bears looked really bad. I think they should have beat them by even more. Like, I know that
the Bears took the step. The Bears were able to succeed offensively enough to make it not a blowout. They were able to keep the ball 8 minutes at a time, and that lessened the blow a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I think, I mean, obviously the Rams looked good. I can't say that they didn't, but I just think that the Bears are just really bad.
Their defense isn't terrible, though. The Rams just looked like everything that everyone thought they'd look like.
I don't think
– At least the optimists.
I think the Bears are better than you think. I think Montgomery's a really good player.
Yeah, I think the Bears' offense looked actually quite surprising. The
run defense was bad for them.
Yeah. But Collinsworth was right. Like, the Rams didn't even look like they were concerned with stopping the run. They were backing up, and they just weren't even worried about it. So – It was a fun weekend. Dolphins beat the Patriots.
That was a hell of a game. Hell of a game there.
We were beat. the Dolphins were beat, and the Patriots fumbled with 3 minutes to go in the red zone. They had the easy game-winning field goal in their pocket, and they fumbled the football. That never happens to the Dolphins against the Patriots. It always happens against us. So that was a great win.
Especially with Harlan announcing.
Harlan's my favorite announcer in sports.
Yeah,
I know
have you heard the
I
stat?
I know Frank doesn't like
1-70. Now 2-70. It's an impressive stat.
I just love making up stats when you need to make a point. Just go ahead and make up a stat.
I wish I did. I was plus 36 units this week. I'll make that stat up if it helps.
What else in NFL football sticks out? Because we got to get to some college football stuff.
The Giants stink.
The Giants
stink. Yeah,
Daniel Jones stinks, like I said, from day one.
Is Arizona for real or Tennessee's defense?
I think Arizona's for real. Yep. I think Arizona's for real.
I
think the Broncos are for real, actually. I think the Giants get a little bit more slack. I think the Broncos are good. But the Giants season's Thursday.
Who do you play Thursday?
Football team.
Oh, in here?
No.
Aren't you on like a Long Island?
In Washington.
In the capital.
Plus 4.5.
You guys aren't going to beat Washington?
Well.
I weirdly feel like we're going to make it a game.
Heineke? Come on.
I mean, Bridgewater?
Bridgewater.
See, that's the thing where I've said I think Bridgewater is good. I've said that beforehand. I've definitely said that many times. I like Bridgewater. I said all the guy does is win games. All everyone talks about is how bad he is.
Somebody's got a point. Justin Herbert is incredible. Justin Herbert's fantastic.
Yep. He made some great throws in that game yesterday.
He is a fantastic NFL quarterback.
The Chiefs were down 12 in the third quarter, still like plus 120.
Yeah. We couldn't get a fucking number. I'm like, God damn. Every time.
It's like, actually, you know it's going to happen.
Yeah, they knew it was going to happen.
Couldn't get the fucking number.
And then Mahomes just shows up like they're blowing him for it, but it's an awful pass like behind Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill just stops, throws the fucking cornerback for a loop, 75-yard touchdown.
Yeah, easy peasy.
Yeah.
Like it was
why not?
Nothing to it.
Andy Reid's a genius.
I'm changing my pick tonight.
Why? What out of that conversation made you change your pick? We weren't even talking about either of the two teams.
I've been thinking about it all morning now, and I am changing my pick.
So you were on the Raiders, right?
Yep.
You're going to the Ravens?
Yes. Everyone's saying about their running backs being out.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I think we can all agree I'm far and away the worst NFL gambler here, yes?
Yeah.
You're on the Ravens?
I'm on the Ravens.
Among other things.
Yeah, I'm on the Raiders.
It makes me feel better.
I'm on Vegas.
What, are you on the Raiders?
No, that he's on the Ravens.
There's a lot of people on the Raiders.
There is nothing could happen tonight that wouldn't surprise me. I have no idea what's going to happen for this game.
So I know the Ravens have a lot of injuries. I know the Ravens have a lot of injuries. All I think about is the Ravens are still relatively healthy up front. They still have a good defense up front. And the Raiders' offensive line just changed completely.
Mm-hmm.
And they got rid of all their good players and replaced them with not as good players. So that feels like that's a problem.
My problem was that my first reaction was I thought about all the nonsense that they've gone through. Peters being out and Dobbins and what's his name?
Gus
getting hurt, and it's like they're in shambles, and you see -4. It's just the Raiders just look so good when you first look at that line.
Well, if there's anybody to be in shambles for the Ravens, it's a running back position. I mean, even Williams was a third back, but he was going to get a rotational play this year.
That's what I think we were just talking. Was that you or someone was talking? Like, the running back's the one position you kind of
Peters hurts. Marquise Brown. Being banged up, Hollywood, like that hurts a little bit.
But they do also have, you know, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, okay.
You don't like Lamar Jackson.
I think he's fine. I think he's fine.
He's not fine.
He's a fucking MVP 2 years ago.
Yeah. Two years ago, okay, that's good.
Not the Brandon Walker power index.
Yeah. Somebody's got a good point. Harbaugh is elite against the spread in early season games.
Yeah.
I think he's 10-3 against the spread in week one.
Speaking of elite early, I mean, it's beating a dead horse, but have you seen Mahomes' stat line in September? That's fucking unbelievable.
No.
They're 10-0, I'm pretty sure. 3,300 yards, like 25 touchdowns, zero interceptions in the month of September.
Zero?
Bro, look it up. They showed it yesterday.
I think it might have been even more touchdowns than that. I'm
serious. I thought it was 25.
I thought it was like 35.
It is unbelievable. If the chat can get it, pull it up. They showed it yesterday in the thing. I'm like, holy shit.
That was crazy.
It's averaging like 330 a game.
That was crazy.
He's good, huh? It must be so nice to sit down on Sunday and watch a good quarterback.
Correct. Yeah.
It must be so nice.
It must be really nice.
Like, I'm usually so excited for Sunday because I love gambling on it all day, but like, it was always nice to have your team. But just, now it's just 45 years now. I can't watch
it. Imagine when it's 3rd and 11 and knowing you have a good chance to get it.
It's almost like better than having 3rd and 3.
Right, correct, yeah.
It's like just when he throws the ball up in the air, you know it's not 40 feet over his head.
It's 35 touchdowns. And
35?
It's 11-0, 35 touchdowns, 0 interceptions.
Also... That's what? Crazy. Bro, that's insane.
It's 35 touchdowns?
I told you.
I apologize to Patrick Mahomes.
You underrated.
25 is still fucking pretty impressive. Holy shit.
35 touchdowns, 0 interceptions.
Our, what's fucking with me tonight, too, is our stat guy, Ebo.
Yeah.
He did all these numbers things to me, and he says Derek Carr is going to be like.
Yeah, he loves
He's like
Raiders.
One of the best quarterbacks.
He has been saying that. He said in some efficiency rating, he's the best in the league.
Correct.
There's always an efficiency rating to tell you what you want to hear. I feel
you
like
spend numbers any way you want.
There's always these alternate efficiency ratings that tells you an average quarterback is actually the best quarterback.
Yeah, but when you throw those numbers at me,
you just hear it and you're fine.
You hear it, I'm like, Derek,
I will say. Also, they use these. Well, I guess they do one for like basketball too, and they said like Rudy Gobert is the best player in the NBA. Guy's a liability.
You got a good shape, Ted.
Thank you. You know, actually, crazy. I was going to mention that the reason I'm not wearing a hat today, I got a fresh baldy, and on yesterday. I was like, you know what? I was like, maybe I'm going to shake up the gambling mojo. I'm going to go no hat today. Went 11-5, so here I am with no hat again.
Good for you.
It looks good.
I got to be more diligent about shaving it.
I like the no hat look on you.
I do too.
I don't know.
I think for a bigger guy, a bald head, beard, great look.
I have a good shaped head. I know I can pull off the baldy.
You like Butterbean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I was going for. If I fought Rough and Rowdy, that's what I was going to do.
Butterbean.
Big time. That's my hero.
Just change
him and Mike Tyson.
Would you be Jellybean?
No, Butterbean.
Oh. We can't. That's already taken.
Well, no, not literally Butterbean, but like a little homage
to
Butterbean.
Well, that's where Jellybean comes.
Jellybean would work.
Yeah, Crisco cream,
not Jellybean. Can't nah.
Okay,
Jellybean. That sounds soft.
Yeah, but that's ironically
sounds...
right. Butterbean.
Yeah, but Butterbean's Butterbean.
It's not
he's
a hard food.
Yeah, Butterbean sounds
he's
really
a killer.
Soft.
Pinto beans.
Pinto. Yeah.
Not a beans guy.
Well, you.
Well,
then why are you paying homage to Butterbean?
Because I like Butterbean. He's a great fighter.
I feel you just call yourself Gravy.
Gravy? Ooh. Nah, we call one of my friends Gravy already.
Oh, he's already got a Gravy in the crew.
That's true. My he's bad. I should have known you had Gravy.
We got
in the
Gravy
crew.
Crossed Fork.
What?
What's Gravy weighing in at?
He actually got married this weekend. God bless him.
Good. Oh, is he bigger than you?
No.
You got to take Gravy then.
He's gotten bigger over the years, though. He's probably.
You got to be three
Gravy's
bills.
Gotta
he's
got to be three bills.
Yeah. Nah, he's probably like 5'8", like 240.
Nah, you got to take Gravy.
Well, I mean, the BMI checks out.
Yeah, he's got
But he was in high school. He was a guy that was like more like 5'8", 5'9", like 180.
If Gravy doesn't have high blood pressure, I don't want to know him.
No, Gravy's got to be dangerously close to death at all times. Yeah,
he's not.
Shout out Gravy.
Shout out Gravy.
Shout out Gravy.
Yeah, congrats,
I got
Gravy.
I got married on Saturday.
Who's it? Crusted Fork? Crossed Fork? What'd you
say? No, Crust and Fork.
How's Crust come about?
Because we just make fun of him because he eats the crust like a loser. He would ask someone else for their crust.
Oh, that is take it easy. Yeah, asking somebody else for their crust is a crazy
move. I don't think you should be shamed for eating your own crust.
No,
it was
crust.
This guy likes the crust too much.
Yeah, you can't eat somebody else's crust.
No. Certainly not. It's stuck with him till this day.
Sometimes crust is really good.
Yes, for the record, we're also guys that we have like 8 nicknames for each other. So like, I don't call him
okay.
Crust. Like,
well, we need to know what your nickname is.
No, mine's just McDowell. Anyone who like grew up with me, they just call me my last name.
Oh, okay.
Did you give yourself the nickname Double Vodka Don?
I have many nicknames.
Okay, well, how many did you give yourself?
a fair amount.
Okay, that's a violation of mine.
No,
you can't give yourself nicknames.
They all kind of came about from random like. Just random like things, like
you
I would say like snack, yeah, like just being the double vodka guy. Like Snacks Curry was given to me for intramurals.
Yeah, but you cannot give that to yourself. Other people need to be like, oh, it's double vodka Don. He's the one who gets double vodka.
You know that? Well, that's what I'm saying. That's kind of how it happened. Someone just kind of said it one time, and I was like, oh, that's good. Because then I was starting the Talking Buck shtick at Ohio State, and I was like, it's a good shtick, and I started workshopping it a little bit. It's the King of the Hawaiian, your mom's favorite friend, your wife's favorite big boy. They all just come about kind of naturally.
Yeah. You?
Give the guy a break, Adam.
Hey. Imagine if he was up 20 units.
Yeah. I keep everyone in check. I'm a glue guy. Listen, I'm only here 3 days a week, but I'm a fucking glue guy.
Yeah. You're a glue guy?
Hunt in this room, I'm a glue guy.
No, you're not.
Okay.
I'll give him glue guy in this room, but when you get out there, that glue turns to...
Oh, my God.
I know.
You're a separator guy.
Watch out, Jersey Jerry.
You're the opposite of glue. Before we get to college football, because I feel like we're going to talk about that a lot, you guys really... Yankees just going to fall into fourth place on the weekend of the September 11th.
You're not a big baseball guy. Did you watch the game last night? It was unbelievable.
I watched it via Twitter.
If okay. you take – I'm taking my bias out of everything. Last night was awesome. Like, if I didn't – the way they lost, it sucked. But, like, yeah. the actual game, the crowd was insane. The banter back and forth, even though Giancarlo Stanton would put Lindor in his back pocket and walk him around, that fucking loser. But, like, I actually like Lindor.
Right.
So, like, I was fine with it. Like, the atmosphere was awesome last night, but the Yankees fucking suck.
They also
fuck Lindor.
They should start the game at 7 o'clock. It was, you do lose a lot of eyeballs when it's fucking 12 o'clock at night, starting at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate the 8 o'clock.
That game was so long.
It was very long.
That's, I literally, I watched the last three, I was flipping back and forth during the football game, but I just watched, it was the last, like, three innings was on after.
I kind of like that we have the 86 documentary is tonight. I have a blog coming about it. It's a different angle, but we were good. When they
glue guy,
we can't plug
glue guy.
No, I didn't know where you like. Where'd that come from?
That they were the bad. Mets. They were the bad boys when in '86. It's kind of cool that we have bad guys now. Like
that's your favorite Perlman book, right? The bad guys won.
No, boys will be boys was just as
my
good
dad
too.
Arrested Roger Clemens in the '86.
Oh yeah,
really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why?
In the bullpen, someone was like. Fans were throwing shit at Clemens, and then he kind of went at my dad's partner, and they wrestled him down and got him arrested and then brought him to his captain. They said, what are we doing?
In here? The World Series?
Mm.
Why don't I know that's – that should be a famous story.
Yeah,
I've actually heard the story before.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. Story.
Yeah, it's wild. Yeah.
Shut up, Mr. Mush.
So the Yankees got to get up.
Yeah, it's you know what? Also, Chad Green figured it out, man. He gets dummied by Lindor in every situation. He's the worst pitcher in the world. Their bullpen's a shame. Their fucking whole team right now is a shame. They don't win today, it's over.
You just can't groove a fastball to a guy who's one Lindor already hit two home runs tonight.
The problem is, Big Ev, he has one pitch. He has another pitch.
I know.
He has one pitch. It's a fastball.
Just grooved it right
you
down
know
the
it's
pipe.
Coming.
Like, it was unbelievable.
And the Mets are such losers, too, by the way. Telling them that
no,
they,
you can't. You don't get
no,
to
no,
say
no,
they're
on
losers.
Saturday. No, on Saturday they said that the Yankees were whistling and tipping when Walker was tipping his pitches. First of all, the Astros have fucked everyone up because they think stealing signs is bad.
Right.
Stealing signs happens every game. If your pitcher's tipping a pitch, you're going to figure it out. Even though it was just that Wandy loves the whistle. Wasn't anything else.
Well, I think it's how you steal signs. So baseball, no. You're right. There's almost like a like look the other way or like a gentleman's agreement of like cheating in baseball. Spitballs, fucking stealing signs, right. Like all of that has been going on forever. The Astros took it the wrong way when they started videoing that
well,
shit.
Yeah,
now
the cameras,
everybody's like
the camera's cheating.
That's bad.
But
yeah.
if your fucking pitcher moves his glove like this and that tells it's going to be a fastball. So that's what pitchers do sometimes. They get in a rhythm, and like people pick up on it.
I actually don't have a problem. If that's true and that's how the Yankees figured it out, and they
yeah,
did
it.
But everyone's very sensitive now with how the Astros fucked everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Question. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say my favorite cheating allegation is Adrian Beltre had a friend out in center field, and every time a off-speed pitch was coming, the friend would take off his tank top and wave it, white tank top, just wave it.
I mean that you guys let that happen.
That's fair. That's fair to me.
If 3,000 hits,
if that tank top guy's figuring out your picks, your pitches, that's on.
I mean, the center fielder has to turn around, look, and then yell to the pitcher, "Tank top, tank top,
tank top."
You have to be able to do that.
Come with the fastball.
By the way, what's our meeting? What's our company meeting about today?
Probably launching more new college football show. They need a guy, so they're gonna ask everybody. Hey, does anybody know a guy? I'm gonna go. I got a guy.
That's good, Bosco. That was a good one.
Yeah, he's on one today.
That was probably just about our company.
That's a good point.
And yeah. Me and you know what?
There's I a live stream just want a meeting. I saw.
I want advice from everybody. Me and Rico have to interview someone today that doesn't like us.
Oh, who is it? Well, if it's Rico, it could be anybody.
Yeah. Oh, we could just say it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, if he doesn't bail.
If he bails, he bails. It's fucking Brad Calipari. So we were talking shit about him.
Okay.
About
yeah, how do we play?
Because he got, because the headline was, oh, Brad Calipari gets hired as a grad assistant at Kentucky. Like, oh my God, what a great accomplishment. his dad hired.
Well, I mean, Rico's just going to roll over and let him pet his belly.
So
like
that's
always
not
does.
True. That's what we're nervous about. I don't. And he like he came back at, like he DM'd Jake was like, I'm not going to like come on to get shit talked. We're like, well, I don't like Kentucky, so I'm not going to be like, hey, we're sorry.
I don't think you shit talk him. I think you'd be respectful and give him his platform to defend
that's
the accusations you're putting against him.
And you also say, this is why I don't like Kentucky. I'm just an irrational Duke fan.
Yeah, that's basically what I was going to say. Yeah. Like, I just don't like you guys.
All right, here we go. So, college football.
Real quick, why are we watching?
Why are we watching what?
Football. Alabama.
He's got a point.
I don't think so. I don't think so. It's a long season.
Oh, you don't think so, Mr. Ohio State champion?
I didn't say that.
You didn't say that?
No.
Well, you got Georgia.
I said Oklahoma, which is just bad.
Oh, no.
But I didn't say Ohio State.
Oh, no.
Brandon picked three of the top four in the fucking top five.
No, I didn't pick Ohio State. Let's just see what Alabama looks like on the road against Florida this week. They'll win. But let's just wait, because Miami came back after Alabama and beat App State by two. Now, App State's a good program.
Great program.
But Miami needs to be beating App State by more than 2 points, period. If Miami's a top 15 team like they claim to be, they got to be beating App State by more than two.
Yeah. And you're going to say this after Mercer?
No, I'm just looking at every other, like all the top teams.
I don't think, I think this year still has the potential for chaos. We've had 2 weeks, two top five teams have already been beat. Crazy things happen. I'm not handing Alabama the championship yet.
The A&M quarterback thing looks interesting.
No, that's not great.
A&M's a problem.
A&M is not good.
They're not good.
I mean, there's a lot of top like Notre Dame is like just A&M's not a good football team at all.
You're good read on that.
No, Notre Dame's not good.
That was me. Toledo.
No, I said this 2 weeks
Toledo
ago.
First half.
Notre Dame's phony. Frost.
I think we all said it, right?
Notre Dame was my team that would be underwhelming.
Yeah, Toledo money line first half.
Yeah, it was plus 390.
You said that?
I said it on Friday on the show.
Okay. By the way, I don't think it's on you that Ange didn't show up to the show. On Thursday, I went up to her and said, hey, tomorrow at noon, please be in the Pick Central, and she didn't come.
Mincy was in a blender on Twitter. It was deleting you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
She was invited to be on the show.
Of course she's invited. But I will say, like, I knew that we asked her on Thursday – and then you asked me to host the show, and I will admit, like, I didn't think about it. And so, you know, in hindsight, I wish I'd have gone and said, hey, remember that. And that's on me, though.
I don't think that's on you.
Okay.
If I invite somebody on Thursday, then they can show up on Friday. That you don't have to go back Friday morning and say you're still invited. She was invited.
She's openly invited.
Whenever she's here, if she wants to come in, she can come in.
Exactly.
All right.
Fucking gas.
Good. Thank you for having my back.
Fucking
gas. Thank you for having my back.
Table Legion, fuck.
What do you call him? Pick vomit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
WNBC.
I saw a guy.
He wanted to celebrate after we got number one. He tried to run me out for 3 weeks before.
Tried to run you out.
Yeah.
Can I mention
Howard, we did it. Fuck you.
My bad. No. Just one promotion. It's Barstool Sportsbook. If you sign up today, $5,000 match bet. That's the craziest shit I've ever seen. Five G's?
Yeah.
On a match bet?
Maybe you should put it on the Toronto Blue Jays to win the World Series and collect about $1 million.
$5,000 match play today, though, of a bonus if you deposit in the sportsbook. Just wanted to mention that.
Guy's just telling people to put their $5,000 free bet on a World Series future.
Blue Jays are good.
Knowing that you take like 9 World Series futures.
No, I took one so far, and I just added another because I have eyeballs.
Blue Jays?
Yeah, I watch baseball. Blue Jays, loaded. Right. Softball lineup in the wild card spot right now. AL, I've been saying all year, is wide open. You're down on the White Sox, correct?
Very down on the
White Sox. Okay, there's two proven winners, the Rays and the Astros.
Yeah, I'm not sure me being down on the White Sox meaning they won't. Like,
still, they can get
there. The Dodgers and the Brewers.
Okay. You ever heard of a hedge? Call the landscapers. Get the hedges.
Nobody. What about the Rays?
The Rays are definitely.
The Rays, I think the Rays are the class and the Astros.
Again, I'll bet you right now.
Without a doubt. But
in anything, the Blue Jays don't make the playoffs.
Really? I mean, they're hot. I know
they're hot right now.
He's delusional.
No, I'm not.
Hello, my name is Martin, and I need help.
I'm not delusional. I'm telling you, they're going to fall off.
Ohio State.
Bad.
Lost to Oregon. Now, I'm not going to brag about this, but the fact that I picked Oregon plus 14.5, but we treated Oregon like they were some Rudy Poo program, like they were nobody. The fact that they were getting 14.5 points is ridiculous because Ohio State's a better program than Oregon. Because Ohio State's top three program, but Oregon's like 7-11. Like they're a very good program in this country, and they're equipped to go across the country and handle Ohio State. 14.5 was always an insult, and they win the game outright.
Well, Vegas didn't see the peak ahead.
But here's the thing: you say the Anthony Brown effect, but Ohio State's defense through two games has been so bad.
I got you. Yeah. I'm the biggest Oregon guy here. It's just why I couldn't fall in love with Oregon with Anthony Brown on the center.
I mean, he looked fine.
He looked fine. Yeah. You're right.
And
adjust.
And Ohio State's had eight quarters this season. They've spent zero of them looking like a playoff contender. Their offense is a playoff offense. Their defense is soft, doesn't tackle, is never in the right spot. They've given up 260-yard rushers in 2 weeks.
But you don't think it was because of week one? That's why they got so many points, because of Oregon?
Well, I think and Oregon coming. But here's the problem with that, though. Noon.
So the books punished Oregon for looking bad. Ohio State also looked bad in week one.
No,
so
you're right.
They didn't look good at all either. So,
but we still won the conference game on the road by 14.
14, yeah. But it was Minnesota.
And Oregon was out two of its best defensive players.
Against Ohio State, too. Oregon had like five defensive starters either hurt,
yeah,
missed the game, or not fully healthy.
In the summer, the line was like 9.5, 10. It gets to 14. But I mean,
I think this loss is a lot bigger than just Ohio State losing to Oregon. I mean, I don't see a team that's going to be able to. Everybody says they're going to be all right. They're going to be fine. Yes, if they won out, they would be fine. They would make the playoff. How are they going to win out if they can't play defense?
I'm worried they're going to go 9-3.
Three.
Big F.
Hi. I could think that. I do think they could get clipped once. I don't know about twice, two more times.
I could see another like team that they let stick around, like Minnesota, with a better offensive attack.
If they can't play defense, then Penn State could get them easy. If they can't play defense,
I think 9-3 is more likely than running the table.
Before Big Ev goes, you couldn't be in a worse spot for your team to lose.
Oh man, should have got a flight home immediately.
Yeah, I would have been like, fuck,
you know
what?
I'm not doing
man.
The show.
The motherfucker handled it like a champ, though. I will say that.
That was it. When you flipped it on the 9/11 thing, that was pretty brilliant.
Listen, that's a pro move. Anytime your back's against the wall, just yell "fuck terrorists" around a bunch of college kids. They'll go nuts.
America.
They said you just start a USA chant. I mean, it was a personal hell. I mean, Dave draped over me more than he was draped over his own girlfriend half the afternoon. There's a lot of ways I can go with this. I'll be rational. I'm going to take the Ohio State I've had off for a second. I kind of agree with Brandon where it's more like the loss is bad. Like any loss when you're Ohio State's a bad loss. But it was not even just losing the football game. Like, it's not like – it wasn't like we lost some, like, classic where, like, Oregon might be a legit contender, drop the tough one. I have no faith in Kerry Combs as a defensive coordinator. It's just – it was awful. I had to stand up and watch the game there because that game was – that TV was ahead. So I couldn't even watch on the couch over. I had to come over here. Dave was laying on my back for an hour.
That's also a tame picture of this situation because Dave was like wrapping his arm around.
Literally the entire second half, he was straight on my back.
Yeah.
But you say defense, 7 points in the first half at home. That's just as embarrassing.
270 yards in the first half.
No, but I'm saying like Stroud literally threw for 484 yards. Like, Stroud, you can get like he. It's hard to blame a guy when you throw for that many yards, but he missed a lot of easy throws. He's missed a lot of easy throws the first two games. He had a bad pick at the end of the game, which pretty much sealed the loss. But the defense is clearly the most concerning thing, and not just the defense. It's the lack of adjustments. When they score three of their touchdowns, literally untouched, just running to the left, and they're just sealing the edge, like just nobody there. That's disgusting. That's not even just playing. That's coaching. Like, that's Kerry Combs being an awful X's and O's defense coordinator. He was our secondary coach for a long time. He went to the Titans with Vrabel, came back to be the defense coordinator after Grinch left. And he's just not the X's and O's guy. He's a likable guy. He's a high-energy guy. All the guys in the locker room like him. He's always been, like, a well-liked guy with a player, like a player's coach. The X's and O's are just not there.
What was his role with the Titans?
I think he was secondary coach. He's, like, defensive backs coach.
Okay, so not to pile on, but that should be a telling sign, too, that he couldn't get a defensive coordinator position in the NFL.
Well, right? I think he just got a good opportunity to go to the NFL with a guy he liked in Vrabel.
You're just the biggest non-pile-on guy, but pile-on guy.
Right.
Bro, so I have Ohio State.
No, I know,
futures up
but I love
wazoo.
When
he walks up to the pile and,
yeah,
and like kind of puts a little weight on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's a no disrespect,
yeah,
but I'm going to disrespect the shit out of you.
What fucking... No, I made a great point about his career trajectory.
Without
that's
saying,
all I'm
saying. I'm not going to pile on.
Right.
But
no offense.
It's not even about the loss because I agree. Like, if we go win out, like, we'd be in the playoff. Like, I don't have much faith in us winning out right now, even though the schedule, like, the schedule the next few weeks is, like, it's Tulsa, Akron.
Right.
Rutgers, which at this I'm not taking any Big Ten game as a cakewalk, like, ever. Like, at this point, with the defense we're playing right now.
What do you play?
TJ's like, hey, do it.
All and right, I'm a Rutgers guy. Rutgers, I've been a Rutgers rider. Now I almost can't be because the game, I'm like worried about it.
Where is the game?
Guys, you play Penn State and Columbus?
I believe so. Okay. Like, that's going to be a fucking tough game.
It's going to be a war. Yeah, that's going to be something.
Because I think at this point, I think the way to get in the playoff, like, we'd have to run the table, hope that Iowa's as good as they look right now, maybe face, like, an undefeated Iowa in the Big Ten championship game or something like that. I think
you went out. You're in the playoff, period. It'll shake out. There'll be
I hope so. I don't
one
know.
One loss Ohio State's going
to – I'm not willing to guarantee that right now. I think partly for me is just, like I said, I'm not crazy confident in winning out right now.
No, that's the tough part.
That's for me. That's what I was trying to say. Like, that for me is more concerning than just one loss to Oregon.
I think they might lose.
Because if we were to lose a game this season,
very well could,
and make the playoff, like, Oregon would be the one you pick at a conference, a good team, a legit maybe top 10 team this year. We'll see how the rest of the season shakes out.
I need them to win out. I have fucking over 11.
And Oregon does look, all of a sudden, they're the class of the Pac-12. Washington has been a disaster to start the season.
Fuck USC.
USC.
By the way.
That's one Awful. Of the most. That's embarrassing.
Unbelievable. Joke. It was so bad at halftime. I said, there is no prayer that this is coming. I'm like, I'm going to bed.
Stanford,
I'm done.
Stanford
not
is
fucking thing.
Trash. Stanford was terrible
Horrible.
Against Kansas State.
Horrible.
And they just beat them like a. It was awful.
That was. I was laying 17 with USC. I was legitimately like ashamed of myself.
Yeah, me too.
I was looking in the mirror. Same. I was like, how dumb are you? Like, what a sucker you are. Laying 17 with this atrocious
Stanford's
team.
Upset them a bunch.
USC
year,
might
so.
Be in my doghouse like for the rest of the season, like out, like just not betting them. They're just not good.
Let's see.
Tennessee's a joke too.
No, not Tennessee. You
they should have covered.
You know, it's a joke.
Texas is a joke.
Tennessee who? Football?
Yes. You know they should have covered.
The biggest joke is Florida State.
Oh my God.
After that Sunday night, we all got excited. God. What a game! Doak Campbell's back. It's fantastic. Notre Dame, early in the day, goes out and barely beats Toledo. Probably shouldn't have beat Toledo. Beat them 32-29. And then Florida State, at night, it was like midnight, and they end up losing to Jacksonville State, a team that was hammered by UAB to open the season. Jacksonville
Can you explain the why they weren't in prevent? You read that story.
No, so Norvell talked about it. So I don't know the timeout situation. I know there were 6 seconds left. I know there were 6 seconds left on the clock. They were on their own, what, like 30?
Yeah.
Like 30-ish, like give or take right. a few yards. I mean, they weren't even, like, the guy, he just got beat on, like, a deep ball.
They didn't right. go prevent.
Like, they didn't, right? yeah. they didn't go prevent. Which,
he said
so
that
they
thought.
They were down three, correct? Right. They were down three. So, I think what the comment that Norvell made was thinking that they could get in the field goal range. But there were 6 seconds left. That makes no sense.
There was one play left in the game. Yeah.
They would have had to get, what, say, even a reasonable 40 yards in yeah. 6 seconds? It's impossible.
Doable. Yeah, it's not when, doable. Mike Norvell's not a good football coach. Mike Norvell.
No, awful.
He had it. He had everything in his lap. He had everything. They even the fact they lost to Notre Dame, they still showed well. They were fantastic. Everything was coming around. They were finally going to start building again, and you lose to an average FCS team. Not
that's
a good one, an average.
Sorry
one.
To cut you off, but you needed to know that was the case. Like, Norvell, it's just –
No,
that
he,
tells me he's,
him
inco- make, he's
him,
incompetent.
That being
he's
his incompetent. Mindset, that's just inexcusable. You're just a bad football
the greatest
coach.
Fork of the
inexcusable.
Road, greatest fork in the road moment ever. Ole Miss wanted Norvell, and Florida State got him, and Ole Miss got Giffen.
You
best
wanna,
thing
I was,
ever?
I was wondering how you would make that about Ole Miss.
You want to know how Florida State is
– wanted Norvell.
You want to know how Florida State is currently a losing program and full of incompetent players and coaches from top to bottom? Did you see the player proposing to his girlfriend post game?
All right,
after a loss to Jackson
State, I'm opposite of this. I'm opposite.
How?
Of this. I'm opposite. Are some things bigger than sports?
Not when you lose to Jacksonville State. Not when you lose to Jacksonville State.
This man, first of all, he's an offensive lineman. He's a big guy. It's clearly a beautiful girl, and he has decided he's proposing to this girl. It could have been their anniversary. We don't know. He gets a. Wait, he lost. Fine. Okay, he lost. Whatever. He still wants to propose and start the rest of his life. Good for him.
I think you gotta wait for it. Yeah.
Good
that's
for that
fine.
Man.
He goes, he gets on the bus, goes into the locker room, changes. They take a cab home, and he proposes quietly in his living room. You do not do it where social media can get
that's
you.
Actually,
I have. You're
yes.
kind of right, but you do not do it
no, that's
in the public
point.
Eye.
That's
no, I agree.
Point.
I think you lose to Jacksonville
he
State.
He could have done it on the field once Jacksonville State maybe left.
Just
maybe,
zero awareness.
Maybe this
zero
girl,
awareness.
Maybe this girl, maybe during their dating, said, you know what? I really want you to propose on the field. Maybe she said that.
You could have.
You could
left.
Do it the next game.
Right.
Do it next win.
Do it the Notre Dame game.
I don't know.
Yeah, Notre Dame game, that would have been acceptable.
I'm just saying
possibly.
The guy decided to do it. Once you decide to do it, you just go ahead and do it. You just fucking do it. He wasn't thinking about anything else.
No,
other he than
was
that
thinking
moment.
About that.
Yeah, he's thinking about himself. Selfish.
They
you know what? Maybe he mentally just, you know what? He's like, season's over. We lost to Jacksonville State. Right. Like, Let me get something good out of this.
Oh, he
some
planned
some positive
State.
Vibes.
He planned Jacksonville State because that was their one like clear guaranteed win on the schedule. And there's like, fuck, now what?
Not to pile on Norvell, but I will pile on Norvell. Have you seen what Memphis has been doing as far as scoring points?
No, I don't want to talk about Memphis because Memphis was up like 55-30.
Yeah, Arkansas
that's an
State
easy
pushed.
Win. That's
I had Arkansas State.
I didn't. I had six. I had it six. Oh, wow. I lost that.
I pushed.
That's just, I had two games this week that were easy winners in the third and fourth quarter and ended up.
No, but Memphis is scoring a lot of points without Norvell.
Yeah.
So that
they're
should
also
say
giving
something
up
as well.
50 a game, too. They're not.
Well, yeah.
Good. How do these kids get rings in college? Sitting there like a schmuck. Selling shoes out of the garbage, and I couldn't fucking get a ring for something.
They get stipends.
Stipends. I got $13 every away game.
You played Division III yeah, college yeah. baseball. Yeah. This guy plays at Florida
Mount,
State.
Guy 13, went to Mount St. Mary's in Newburgh.
He probably got $100,000 just to go there.
$13 at an away game was a crime. A
lot of smokes up there, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Newburgh, New York.
Yeah, no, Newburgh, New York.
It's a nursing school. 77% women. Toledo.
Whatever.
Toledo, just go down the one, dude.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's another one. Like
no
yeah,
awareness.
Yeah.
None.
Yeah. You
he's excited.
You should. You should. But when you break one like that, and it's you got to score to take the lead. Just the guy's trained to just score.
That's what I was gonna say. It's tough to lay down when you're losing.
And if they were,
something could happen. Like I don't totally blame. Like it's hindsight's 20/20. There was a lot of time left on the clock. It's tough to lay down. It's one thing, like the girly thing, like where you're winning and you lay down. It's tough to just lay down and not take the go-ahead points.
If they were at like the 5-yard line and the coach could have a chance to say, all right, if we break in there, just lay down. We're going to kick the field goal. We're going to win the game. But they were at like the 25, the 30. They probably hadn't planned that. And he breaks one loose. You break one loose, you just score.
Yeah, you got to score. I don't. It's tough. It's tough to look
you don't have to
there are
score,
situations to
like,
lay down. I don't
I
think,
that
was.
To late to like lay down and then something happens after. It would like say something happened, a bobbled snap, something. You'd be like, this kid's the biggest idiot on the planet.
A 1,000%. But again, like when you think about it, you want to lose. You don't want to give them the opportunity to beat you. Like if it's you're going to lose, you'd rather it on you than them. You giving them the ball with a minute and a half. Also, Notre Dame scored in 20 seconds.
Yep.
Also, I had the over in that game, so that touchdown actually hit it. So I was thankful for him.
You could always tell someone's opinion how they gambled on
right,
it.
Yeah.
Good effort by Steve.
Game's like, yeah, he's got to score.
And another team that is it's just never going to happen for them. It's the worst loss you can have in sports when you're not in Alabama, you're not in Ohio State, but you have a top-10 team and you think, finally, this is our moment, this is our year. Iowa State has never been anything in football, and they keep getting to this level where it's the cream rises to the top. And it was double bad for them because they had that realization loss that, nope, it's not your year, and it was given to them by their arch rival, Iowa.
Again.
Who, by the way, Iowa's like number 6 in the country now.
Five.
I have no idea if they're any good at all.
They should
I don't
be,
either.
But they Zero. Should.
They
I,
might be.
They should be number 5.
They should be 5.
They should be because they have the best resume so far.
Yes.
They have the two best wins as far as two wins. Do they?
Indiana?
They beat number 17, numbers. And they beat number 8.
You're falling victim to the preseason again.
No, all I'm saying is if these rankings are out there, right. you're gonna they have all two right, good wins in weeks 1 and 2.
What's Oregon?
But now? Their offense is trash. Right. And they're not the fifth best team in the country, but they've kind of earned the fifth spot, which is ironic and weird, but that's how we do it in this country.
Okay. Have you seen actually, since? You know what? Good for the right. Oregon's 4.
Yeah.
So 4 and Iowa 5, those are the two best resumes, in my opinion, right there.
Have you seen the
Penn State also has a pretty good one, and they're up top 10 as well.
Yeah. Have you seen the Cincinnati line this week?
I have.
Cincinnati is very weird.
Very weird.
2.5, right?
I saw 4 when it opened.
Okay.
Cincy, our road favorite, right?
It makes
in Indiana.
You bet Indiana in this situation, right?
Yeah, but I mean, we talked about it last week. So I guess what were the three rats? I said. Mississippi State. Well,
Texas,
NC State
Texas,
was a rat.
Arkansas was a rat.
That was a rat. Syracuse. Rutgers -2 against Syracuse, and there was a third small favorite.
I would argue. Iowa
that
was,
I liked.
Too, I would argue.
It was like 1.5, 2. Either way, it'll come to me. But either way, I mean, sometimes you could be right. I mean, Rutgers covered. NC State didn't. Like, it can go either way. I think Cincinnati has been gearing up for this. I think Cincinnati's a better team. I agree with you. Indiana. The line tells you play Indiana.
Right.
I still think Cincy can win the game.
It's also desperation time for Indiana. Like, if you came into the season thinking you were a good team, thinking you had a chance for a special season, you get a reality check in week 1. Well, now you have a huge game at home.
Pittsburgh was the third one.
Backs against the wall.
You have a backs against the wall. Huge. You lose this, you go 1-2. your dream's pretty much over for the season. You're same old Indiana. You still have a chance to change the same old Indiana mindset by you have a top 10 team coming to see you at home. And to me, it's a lot like Texas, Arkansas. Texas was a fake. They had a fake ranking, though. They didn't deserve to be there. Cincinnati is not fake. But Arkansas has just been desperate for a decade. They were beating Texas no matter what in Fayetteville Saturday night. No matter what. That was never going to be close. I don't know why Texas was ever that big of a favorite, because Texas is a soft football team and Arkansas was able to do that. But this is similar because Indiana is that desperate for this win. I don't know. It makes me think Indiana's a decent play here.
No, yeah. The way you put that out, it is. But also what we said in the beginning of the season, Cincinnati's getting fucked by Notre Dame and Indiana not going to be that good.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's very true. But they could also be getting helped by the fact that they're not good. Maybe they wouldn't beat them if they weren't. If they were great.
That's
so
true.
Maybe, well, I don't know.
It's a weird one.
It is a weird one. It is a weird one. And yes, Mississippi State beat NC State. A lot of people.
The Leach underdog.
Great for my over for them, too.
Walker, the Leach underdog thing, man.
It's not even Leach, though. Like we won 24-10, and we're not good offensively yet, but the defense has been fantastic. They scored their touchdown like with 30 seconds left in the blowout. So, good win. Mississippi State probably going to win the national title. I don't really see. They should be ranked over Ohio State now, I would assume. Have you agree? Definitely? Yeah, good.
Blow me.
What's Michigan's deal? I know. I don't think Washington's good.
They're not good.
Yeah, I don't. I know.
They're okay.
They're okay.
I know,
yeah,
but
they're okay. They're not like bad, but
I don't think they're as bad as I thought they were going to be.
No, they're not. They're not a bad football team. The thing about Michigan is they haven't been like bad during this whole stretch. They've just been.
They don't win the
last year. They were kind of bad.
They've just been blah, right? Yeah. They've just been mess. Like they've been fine, but they just haven't been Michigan
football.
Expectations
always higher than they.
And their rival is sitting on, you know, one of the teams sitting near the top of the sport, so it makes them look exponentially worse.
True,
but I don't know. Washington's just embarrassing.
Yeah, they're
awful.
Terrible.
Offense is just.
They can't score against anybody. Remember when Chris Peterson left Jimmy Lake all that talent and he just did nothing? Did nothing.
I think the Pac-12's bad.
It's weird because the Pac-12 has two marquee wins through two weeks.
Yeah, it's true.
They got UCLA beating LSU.
Yeah.
And they got Oregon beating Ohio State. But then the Pac-12 behind them is just losing these terrible games.
You know what's a good one this week? UCLA Fresno.
Yeah, I think Fresno can win that football game.
Without a doubt.
Because LSU is not good.
Yeah, you're right.
LSU is not good at all.
You're not wrong about this.
And UCLA is kind of living off the dead body of LSU. Fresno might be just as good as UCLA.
What's the line on that?
I can look. I would still.
If Fresno was catching double digits, that's easy. I'm on Fresno.
Fresno was leading Oregon in Oregon in the
fourth quarter.
And a week later, Oregon goes to Columbus and beats Ohio
State. Jake Haner's a fucking stud.
Yeah, they got offensively, they're fantastic.
11.
Oh, that's.
Taking Fresno.
Now wait, that
where's it at?
UCLA.
That doesn't.
But that means nobody will be there because UCLA fans don't go to UCLA games.
Oh,
another early. Just look early. Nevada's -2 on the road at Kansas State.
Did Skylar Thompson get hurt again?
Yeah,
they said he's
hurt.
Fine though.
Oh, is he?
Is he fine?
Or he's going to play this year? I saw Kelly in Vegas tweeted something about that. They said it wasn't nearly as bad as they thought.
That's the game that they'll never do it. But like that's. The game of the weekend to me. That's a fucking great game.
Nevada's going to win.
That's a great game to watch.
What are the games of the weekend?
Florida,
Alabama's
Alabama.
Up there.
But is it really, though? I mean, Florida.
What's Florida doing? What's his name? So much better.
The fact that Florida
didn't
cover.
Did you see Richardson's stat line this weekend?
By the way, Ben.
Yes.
This guy's going to win a Heisman.
He does look good.
Did you see did you see his stat line this weekend?
South Florida's
absurd.
Horrible.
South Florida is horrible. But this guy, I think, has.
His town.
Hold on.
Like nine carries, maybe 300 yards.
They were killing them. And then just. Foot off the gas.
Yeah. Oh, no, they haven't covered it in either week, but
they improve so much.
They improve so much when Emory Jones goes out and Anthony Richardson comes in.
Yes.
He is electric.
Do you want me to tell you just this week his box score?
Yeah, please.
He was passing. He was 3 for 3 for 152 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Pretty good.
He had 4 carries for 115 yards and 1
That's
touchdown.
It's like playing Tecmo Super Bowl.
He also can do a backflip like a gymnast, running backflip.
He's 6'4", 230.
It is stunning when you watch him step on the field how much better he is than Emory Jones, and they just continue to play Emory Jones. I can't fathom why.
Auburn Penn State,
yeah.
I think I talked about this before. I remember like years ago when Jokic first came in the league, they'd play him like 20 minutes a game. He'd go for like 15 and 10 in like 2 blocks. And finally he started playing him 40 minutes. He just started going crazy. That's how I feel with Richardson. I'm like, just play the guy. He'll go off all game. He's amazing.
Read that ad
just
very quickly.
Just play him.
Yeah. Picks, boys, picks.
Fall's coming. Barstool Sports Store has all the new and best-selling hoodies in the Barstool Sports at store.barstoolsports.com.
All right, picks. Smitty, you are leading because of your parlay powers. Go. Give us your parlay.
We got Yankees today, -1.5, must-win situation. I believe I have Yankees first to five runs as well. I might stack that up even more because it's just a fuck with you guys. But the Dodgers, -1.5, home against the Diamondbacks. Kershaw back on the mound. You might as well just bet them every night. They're in a barn burner against the Giants. And then a good value, Mark Andrews, first TD, +850. Probably going to add another one for tonight's game. Do a little research, but we'll see.
Marty Mush.
Real quick. Joey Gallo only having 2 sacrifice flies in his whole career is insane.
That is wild.
No
that's
way.
The craziest
there's no way that's
stat.
Oh,
that
can't be
it's
right.
It's 1,000,000% true. I did the podcast on it. It was
just
on the
by average. I'm just
he hit his second one yesterday.
That's insane.
In his career.
All right.
That's wildly inefficient.
Picks.
That's a good stat, though. I know it's supposed to go fast, but that's a good stat.
Thank
holy
you.
Shit.
Got the Yankees -1.5. They have to win. Yeah, there you go. I'm switching the Raiders to the Ravens -4, Cardinals money line, and I got the Aces -14.5.
Big F.
If the Yankees can't beat the Twins, they can't beat anybody. They pound on this team. If they do not win today, I'm canceling the season. Yankees -1.5, Yankees Twins over 10. I'm on the Raiders and I'm on the over.
All right, I'm on the Ravens and the under. Offensive line troubles for the Raiders scares me. Ravens -4, under 50.5, and Padres money line to beat the Giants tonight. Ben Mintz.
I've got the Raiders +4. This is the real opening Monday night atmosphere because it's the first time they've had fans. I got the Cardinals, the Red Sox by running F in Seattle, and I got the Marlins, the Alcantara. I always forget how you say it.
And Rico Bosco.
Blue Jays, Astros, Giants, Mariners money line. I got a Paul A plus with Lamar Jackson over 1.5 touchdowns. Passing touchdowns, Ravens -2.5, under 57.5. You could jack up those lines. It's +420.
Astros -200. That's a good pick.
Oh, wow. I didn't know it got that high. I didn't know it got... Cancel Astros -1.5, please. That will be changed. Cannot afford to go 20.
No, you can't.
All right.
Did not go. They kind of got that high.
Good stuff. We haven't talked Monday, Wednesday, Friday this week.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you didn't send me your weekend text. Oh,
you were napping yesterday.
I took.
Then you watched the VMAs.
I had issues this week. I had issues this weekend.
What, did the dog fight back?
SmackDown was excellent in MSG the other night. We had great seats. Thank you to Erica Nardini. Beautiful seats. Fantastic. Trae Young was there.
College football show looked wild, and we watched it.
College football show was wild, but Big Ev was a fucking king in that Michigan crowd.
Fans were nuts.
Yeah. Oh, I had one guy come up to me. Brandon, you a rider? I said, no, man, no. And he goes, fuck you. And I told him, well, you eat a fucking salad. And then we started getting mad at each other. It was like really almost coming to blows. And then we ended up apologizing like, hey, I just really love Rico, man.
That got out of hand. Sorry. These are my people.